Hello, welcome to Hope Alive Ministries. Life-changing moment. My name is Hope Agbem. I'm your host and we're going to be diving into the Word of God as usual. And I pray that you are drawn to know the Lord more and more. I pray that you have been blessed. I pray that your weeks have been very good. I pray that you have been meditating upon the Lord. You have been led by the Holy Spirit. You are one who draws, who asks the Holy Spirit for His leadership, to empower, to grant you wisdom and revelation. And you walk purposely, knowing that every day is a day to be a blessing to yourself. Every day is a blessing to be someone. Yes, it's a blessing because your mouth is a gate. Yes, as you open your mouth, there's a blessing. There's the glory of God. There's a peace of God. There's revelational knowledge of God. There's grace of God that flow from your mouth. So the hearers are imparted with faith. The hearers are drawn to have encounter with the risen Jesus. So I pray that every day, every week, your weeks being blessed, your weeks being fruitful. Yes, last week we spoke concerning your body being a spiritual house being built. Yes, we continue with the same. The topic is your body. You are the representative of the house of God. You are representing, you are the spiritual house of God. Yes, you are the spiritual house of God. Yes, because your body is the temple. So let's pray right now. So Father, we bless you, we honor you. So you are good, faithful God, amazing God. We pray, faithful God, may you draw people that are hearing of your word. May you draw them to have revelation of your word. May you draw them to have encounter with you. May you draw them to know Jesus, who loved them, who paid a price for salvation to become sons and daughters. We pray, may you cause them to have you. Oh, we pray for salvation. We pray for your blessing. May you cause your word to be a revelation to them. Draw them to know you. We thank you for your blood that redeems us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm your servant. Every word that I speak, Lord, may you use me as a vessel of blessing to the hearers. So thank you, but you bless them as they listen. Thank you so much. And Lord, we pray for healing for those that may need healing their body. We pray, Jesus, that by your strap they are healed. Every spirit of infirmity that may be causing any sickness, we pray as they heal, we pray those sickness to be gone in Jesus' name. Because you set forth your word, you heal them. So Lord, thank you, thank you. We pray for healing. We pray for even addiction to any form of substance. We pray be healed. Every spirit behind it, by the authority of Jesus, we pray that they are gone. Lord, heal them, empower them. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Use me as a vessel in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Yeah, it's a wonderful time to be alive today because we have an opportunity all to be a house full of glory of God, full of praises of God, full of one that God inhabit. The Bible says God inhabit the praises of his people because your house is his temple. And he said, I shall fill it with greater glory. Let's go in and dive into the word of God. Haggai chapter 2 verse 6. It says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more I will shake heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desires of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The verse 8 says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord. Verse 9 declares, the glory of this temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace. This is what God is saying. Now, Jesus is the one who built that temple. Jesus represents the new covenant. Jesus representing the latter temple that is being built, that is full of his glory, that is full of all his glory. Yes, the first temple, Solomon's temple, represent the first one, represent the law. The second temple, the one that's built after Babylon returned, they represent the latter temple, because that temple, oh, one who is the Messiah, one who is the King of Kings, one who forgives sin, one who shed his blood, one who redeemed people from all curses, will come to that temple. So he represents that temple. So that's why he was saying to Zerubbabel that this present temple shall be greater than the former. And so Jesus is representing that temple because he shall bear the glory. And so Jesus was the temple that was built, and he manifests the presence of God. He manifests the nature of God. He manifests the ways of God. He manifests the ways of the Father. And he was the one who built the temple. For Jesus represents the latter temple. Because he represents the temple, you now are the temple being built. Because he is a role model. Because the temple is full of his glory. Because Jesus came to reveal the Father. Through Jesus, we have access to the Father, because our body is now also the temple of God being built, all to offer spiritual sacrifices, to offer praises to the Lord, to offer glory and honor to the Lord. Wherever we go, we flow with his revelation knowledge, because Jesus, he came to show us the Father. He said, as the Father has sent me, now I sent you. Yes, so he wants you to be his foot, he wants you to be his hand, he wants you to be his mouthpiece, because by this the Father is glorified through his Son. He said, even greater works you shall do, whatever you ask the Father in my name. Yes, because the same temple shall be full of his glory, because he shall fill you with his presence. He's talking about the Holy Spirit that was given at Pentecost. So you are baptized with the Holy Spirit. So wherever you go, you are flowing with glory, with peace. Jesus was telling his disciples, it is for your good that I go, because if I don't go, the helper will not come. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. He shall reveal to you all things. He shall teach you even things that I did not teach you. He shall bring that is of mine and make it manifest to you. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. It shall be in you. It shall abide in you. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit. And he spoke to his disciples to wait in Jerusalem, and when they endure with the power from on high, when they are baptized, then they shall be a witness in everywhere, in this Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, in everywhere of the world. And whoever believe and baptize shall be saved. So today we represent that temple. We represent the house of God. We represent the spiritual house of God. We represent revelation of God to the people, because we have been reconciled to God, and God wants to fill you with his glory. So wherever you go, you manifest his glory. You manifest his presence. You manifest his nature. You manifest his loving kindness. You become a source of living water that quench the thirst for those that are thirsty. You become a source of that spiritual food that satisfy the hunger of the truth. Because people are hungry for the truth. They don't know the truth. But you being that temple, you being filled with his glory, you walking with him intentionally, he will use you all to satisfy many, many hungry people, to satisfy many, many people that are thirsty. Because God says the temple of the latter house shall be greater. Not only that, things we have seen in the past is going to increase, because God is doing his mighty work. Now, Satan is not joking around, because his time is getting shorter and shorter. So Satan's job is to make sure he misleads people. His job is to make sure people walk in darkness. People are misled. He desires all people to perish, but God desires all people to be saved. So it is your job to yield yourself to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to know that your body is a temple of God, to know that even when darkness becomes increase more and more darker, you become more and more lighter and lighter. You burn more and more because the Holy Spirit illuminates you, because you become problem solver and the desires of the people shall come to you, because people see the glory of God inside of you, because people see that you are one who carry the presence of God. You are one who is intentional. You are God who works purposefully. You are one who are not squandering the blessing of God, who are not squandering the resources of God. So much resource God has for us to manifest his presence. I want to exhort your faith. Oh, be intentional. Your body is the temple, and he shall fill this glory with glory. He shall fill this present temple with glory. Jesus is the perfect model. He said, greater work you shall do. So be encouraged, walk with his joy, with his peace. It's okay that you may not be walking well with the Lord. It's okay. There's always time for you to examine yourself. Give all to the Lord. He says, let the unrighteous person renew their mind. Let them change. Yes, let them walk with the newness of the new man, because whoever confessed their sin and repent of it, they shall receive mercy from God. So God wants you to have that new mindset, a mindset that says, Lord, you can make me as that temple that is full of his glory, that you can fill me with your glory, that you can lead me to be a blessing to myself, to be a blessing to multitude. Yes, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's always how you finish the journey. So God is looking for availability, those who can make all their heart, their mind available to you. So God wants you to spend time with him. God wants you to be a source, a channel, a vessel, a channel of that living water that draw people, oh, that have their curiosity, oh, their curiosity satisfied. So God wants to bless people through you. God wants to do his work through you. God wants you to be the manifest presence of the Lord. God wants you to be a source of healing to the people also. God wants you to be the one that carries the glory, because he gives you his glory. Yes, the Bible says God increases glory in the latter temple. So the same way he's increased his glory in you, because you spend your time with him, because you become Jesus is your role model. Jesus made it clear. He said, greater work you shall do. By this, the Father is glorified through the Son, because he paid a price, because he died for our sin. He paid for healing. He paid for curses. He paid for curses of cases, curses of people to be broken, because you can start in his shoe, oh, and be a blessing and be a spiritual house, oh, that offer spiritual sacrifice to God, that release people from their captivity, that release people from their addiction, that release people from whatever that ailed them, whatever that is putting them captive. Oh, you are able to release them because you spend time with the Lord, because you are led by the Holy Spirit, because you walk by faith, because you speak the healing presence of God everywhere you go. Yes, as a lifestyle. Example, last weekend I was invited to a meeting in Los Angeles. And at the end of the meeting, the Lord said, he wants to heal somebody with a kidney. It was a kidney or liver. I think it's liver. Yeah. So I says, the Lord wants to heal somebody with liver. Whoever the person was, she showed up. And this lady jumped and said, I'm the one. I have a liver problem. And the Lord... So we just pray. And the Lord, I do believe the Lord gave that person probably a brand new liver. The person has to go and check with the doctor. But I do know God knows the condition of the person. God knows everyone's condition. And he delights to use you to be a source of blessing, a channel that he can use to bless, to heal, to restore people's hope, to restore people's whatever issue. Yes, God desire all to use you, all to be a blessing. Don't say, I'm not a pastor. No. As long as you spend time with him, as long as you obey him, as long as you're led by the Holy Spirit, oh, yes, he's looking for availability. God wants to use people to show, to manifest his glory, to manifest his presence, to bring his glory into open, so that people will know, wow, he's real. Jesus is real. Sometimes people have to see this miracle for them to believe. Sometimes. So all belongs to the Lord. God desires all people to be saved. And your body is his temple. He's working in you. It is very important that you offer your body to him daily, that you don't allow anything that defiles or contaminates your body, because he's working his work. He's doing his work in you. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 12 says, Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all of our works in us. Yes, he will establish peace for you because he has done his works in you. See, it is the work of the Holy Spirit that empower you, that transform you little by little. And you are being changed from glory to glory, from strength to strength, because you meditate upon his word, because you spend time with him, especially in the morning hours. You spend time with him, yes, worship him, bless him, and just exhort him, just minister to him, and commit the whole day unto you and to him, and ask him to lead you through the day. And wherever you go, Lord, use me to be a channel of blessing to others. Yes, oh, he's so joyful. He loves you, because wherever you go, he go with you, and he leads you as a vessel of blessing, because when you speak those words, draw people to have encounter with the risen Jesus. Those words draw people. They want to believe in Jesus. They want more of what you have, because you are full of his glory, because you are one that yields your life to the Lord, because you spend time with him, because you
also do not participate things that contaminate the body, things that cause offenses, things that displease God. No, you are God pleaser. Yes, the Bible says David pleased the Lord. David has a heart that is pleased to the Lord. Yes, unlike Saul. So it's God's will that we should always be one that pleased God, because your blood is that He's working inside of you. See, every day as you walk with Him, you realize you are being changed from glory to glory, from strength to strength. He is the one doing His work in you. Philippians 2 verse 13, it says, it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. Yes, it is God who works in you both to do His will and to do His good pleasure. See, He's doing His good pleasure in you. So it is the working of the Holy Spirit as you continue to do all the kingdom principle, the kingdom mandate. As the kingdom, you continue, He continues to do His work. The Bible says, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in you. It's an invisible kingdom, but it has a measurable effect. Yes, it can be visible. It can measure its effects wherever you go. So you feed the kingdom from inside. You feed the kingdom by spending, by declaring, by doing whatever you know is being is pleasing to Him, being led by the Holy Spirit, because everybody's created differently. Yes, some people may spend an hour every single morning with the Lord. Some people maybe 30 minutes. Some people during the work time maybe they spend maybe 20 minutes in their car just worshiping and praising the Lord and magnify the Lord. Sometimes some people may be doing a little prayer walk and just worshiping and praising. See, God works in each one differently. Oh yes, God wants you to be intentional. Yes, we are led by the Holy Spirit. We are being formed from glory to glory, from strength to strength. And so Christ is being formed in you. Yes, you are being sanctified also. Yes, oh, it's a joyful time to be alive, to know that, Lord, I can be a blessing to myself. This is a time for me, oh, to be a blessing to multitude, because my body is the temple. Yes, and you have declare that the glory of the latter temple shall be greater. So Lord, use me. Oh, fill me, oh, with your glory. So wherever I go, I can manifest your glory. So people are drawn to know the Lord. People glorify you. Not that we receive the glory, but no, we point people to Jesus Christ, because through that people get to encounter the Lord. The main purpose is that people recognize Jesus saved. It's the main purpose. It's to recognize Jesus give peace. The main purpose is to know the Lord Jesus die for their sin. The main purpose is to recognize Jesus loved them. God loved them, that He sent His Son Jesus to die for them. That's the name. Not that we receive the glory. No. But we carry His glory. But we do His work to manifest the presence of God. To manifest the presence of God. And we point people to Jesus, that it is He who is using us to do it. He's doing it through you. So be intentional. Know that your body is a temple. Know that He's the one who is doing His work in you. Hebrews 13 verse 2 says, now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do His will, working in you what is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, whom be the glory and forever and ever. Amen. Yes, see, God will be doing His work in you so that you be pleasing in His sight. So it's always feeding the temple. Always make sure that whatever you put inside the temple, it's something that will catapult your faith to know Him more and more. That He is transforming you. That He is changing you. Because you are one who hunger for His word. You are one who hunger for His teaching. You are one who hunger, oh, for the ministry of the word of God. Yes, God wants to use you. God wants your temple, oh, to be a blessing to your family. To be a blessing to your relative. To be a blessing for those nearby. To be a blessing to those that are far off, to be a blessing to those you encounter on the road. Oh, to be a blessing. Through you, many people make a U-turn from the path of distraction. For God desire you to be intentional, to be a blessing, that you're not by accident, but you have a purpose in this life. You have a purpose to be the glory carrier. Oh, to manifest the presence of God. Oh, to reveal the love of God, to reveal the nature of God to the people who do not know the truth. So God wants to use you. As a result of you yielding to the Lord, you shall stand in a position of sharing the various revelation of the truth to the people. And your hearers shall be impacted, and their understanding of the heart shall be enlightened, and they shall see that the Lord is good. Oh, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, taste and see that the Lord is good. When you yield to Him, the Holy Spirit takes charge. The Holy Spirit brings the revelation of the truth of God. He make everything become alive. The Word become alive. The Word become a revelation, a source of so much food that you hunger for. God wants to use you, oh, to be a blessing, a channel of blessing, wherever you go. Oh, be a light. When you are within your family, yes, you are one that encourages them, that make mention of the goodness of God, of His mercies, that remember His testimony, that share the wonders of God, that encourage the people. Oh, pray for them. You declare the love of God. You prophesy the word of God with them. And you learn from the Holy Spirit to teach you, to empower you. It's always your job to know that wherever you go, that you have that mindset. A mindset that is in tune with the revelation of the God. A mindset that is set up on the throne room. A mindset that flashes out every condemnation from your mind, because the Lord said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Because the Lord said, you are son, you are my daughter. Because also, you always check the issues of your heart. Any issue that's not of God, oh, you release from your heart. You always put the issues of the Lord. You always put the praise of God. You always feed your heart with the truth. Oh, you hunger for the truth. Yes, God wants you to fill your heart with peace and joy. He said, my peace I shall give to you, not as the world gives you. So it is His will that you walk with peace. Give peace to the people, because you are peace carrier, because it's the glory of the Lord temple shall be greater, and you shall manifest that glory. You shall manifest that presence. You shall be one, oh, that tell people about the love of God, the grace of God, because God wants to use you. Everything you are doing, as you are doing unto the Lord, it's a huge blessing for your eternity. Through that multitude come to know the Lord. And in heaven, oh, it's such a huge reward, such a huge blessing. People will say, thank you for not giving up upon them. Thank you for encouraging. Thank you for praying for them. Thank you for being intentional upon the Lord. Oh, huge blessing. Because the eternity is at stake. Multitude are heading towards places that are undesirable. And they don't know the truth, but you know the truth. So God wants to use you as a light, oh, to bring the revelation of Christ to them. God wants to use you and be a blessing. Psalm 36 verse 7 says, how precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, children of men, put your trust under the shadow of His wings. Yes, God wants you to praise Him, oh, and declare His loving kindness to Him. Declare His loving kindness to Him. And you put your trust under the shadow of His wing. So that means wherever you go, God is going with you. You can see His shadow, because He said, I will never leave you forsaken. So every fear of anxiety is been gone. Every fear of unknown is gone, because He's working with you. So you are walking all under His shadow. Let me read it again. Psalm 36 verse 7. How precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, children of men shall put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Yes, so as you are going, God is going with you. It's knowing that He's with you. It's drawing from the Lord, knowing that He never fails, He never lies, so you can trust Him with everything, because you are led by His, because you know His word, because you are God. You are one who yield your body as a temple. He fills your temple with glory. He fills with wonders. He fills you. And we are not to exalt ourselves, but we humble ourselves to the Lord. Every revelation He gives us, we use it to manifest the presence. We use it to point people to Jesus. We use it in ministering to Him. We use it in manifesting His goodness, His nature to the people. So people's eyes are open. The blind's eyes are open. The deaf ear are unstopped. Yes. the deaf ear are asked up, so that the ears of the deaf shall be open to hear the glory of God. So be intentional, be blessed. Today, if you feel that you don't know Jesus Christ, or you are not sure that you are saved, I want you to pray with me quickly. Lord Jesus, pray with me. I thank you for dying for my sin. Please, Jesus, save me. I believe in you, and I put my faith in you, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, save me, and I believe in my heart that you died for me and you rose again. Jesus, save me and write my name in the book of life. Thank you. I make you my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I believe if you pray that with the sincerity, with your heart, and you walk with him, live before him, yes, you are saved. So be blessed and be encouraged. If you have a prayer request, please write to me. Okay? Write to me. And if you got place in your heart to sow into this ministry, to keep in the air, please write any check to Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288. Pasadena, California, 91117. Again, Hope and Life Ministry, P.O. Box 70288, Pasadena, California, 91117. God bless you, my Lord. Protect you, guide you, deliver you from all harm. Until we meet again, may he give you peace and joy. In Jesus' name, amen.